Hey everyone, John Jonas here, and I am here with Daryl, and this should be a pretty interesting case study. Daryl's done some really cool things and has a really cool story to tell about how he's succeeding in his business with outsourcing. So, Daryl, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for being here with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem.
I like to start these things out with talking about what you're doing. What's your business? What are you working on? What's making you money?
Okay. Well, I think we need to have a little bit of the backstory. Several years ago, about 10 years ago, I started a couple businesses. One was a web hosting, web design company. And then it kind of morphed into a few things. You know, I live in a small community. We started a community newspaper. And then before I knew it, I had owned three different newspapers, and we got into a printing press, and it was really profitable up to the point until the economy hit, and oh man, the overhead just gobbled that company into bits, and I had to kind of stop and look back in my life and figure out what I wanted to do. So I wanted to get into something that didn't have a lot of overhead, and so I continued with website design, programming, and SEO. And pretty much started going through my old client list, picking up new clients. And before I knew it, I had so much work. And I had those 10-hour days, 12-hour days, 14- and 18-hour days. And it was, like, killing me. So I realized that I was spending a lot of time away from my family, and I needed to change something. So I decided to look for some local kids here that had some promising traits and skills. And so I hired a couple kids from high school and college, and it worked super well.
Uh-oh. Hold on a second. I don't know if you can hear me. Dang it.
Wait, Daryl. Am I going too fast for you?
No, we're having internet connection problems while we're doing this. And so you just cut out and pause for a second there. This happened. You were like,
that's not good.
So
what was the last thing you heard?
Go back to where you hired a couple guys from high school and college. They looked promising.
Okay. So yeah, they looked promising. And we went through the summer and went worked really well. And then school started, and then basically they weren't meeting their deadlines. And they weren't doing it exactly how we wanted to have it done. You know, football game was a little bit more important, or, you know, their finals, so on and so forth. And so it really wasn't working out for me. And that's when I decided to look to outsource, and went on a couple freelancer websites. And the things in India was pretty big at that time. And man, I hired two people from India and one person from Iran. And talk about cultural differences. I'll never forget this, John. Seriously. I give him a project that says, hey, can you get this done? Oh, yes, we can get it done. Yes, we can do this. I'm like, great. I'm going to work on this end while you work on that end. Well, a month and a half later, I go back and start reviewing some of their code and everything that they're doing, and realizing they have no clue of what they're doing. So I contacted him again. I says, hey, you know, what's going on? Oh, we can do this. Yes, we can do it. No problem. And I quickly realized that yes in India doesn't mean yes like it's in the United States. And it killed me. I had to let them go, and I was like a month and a half, 2 months behind, because I had to redo everything that they did. They said they could do it, and so I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to just proceed. So I went on with my business. I hit that wall where I could only do so much in a day, and I only had so much money coming in, and I wasn't happy. I wanted to be with my family. I wanted to do more with my kids. And so one day I was talking with a client of mine who owns a pest control company, and he says, hey, I have a VA from the Philippines. And I'm like, you have a VA from the Philippines with your pest control company? He says, yeah, she basically checks all my email, my voicemail, and transcribes it and does some invoicing for me. You really need to check this website out. It's called Replace Myself. And this guy, John Jonas, he can kind of walk you through the whole thing. So I'm saying, okay, that's cool. But I was really skeptical. I'm telling you, I'm Mr. Skeptical at this point. I already tried outsourcing to the high school kids. I tried outsourcing to college kids, India, Iran. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So I decided to give it a chance. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Went onto your website.
And you went through all your audio stuff, and I'm like, okay, this sounds great, but I'll just have a bad experience. And I realized at that time, you know, the money wasn't that much money, so I decided to do it just to give it a shot. And then in the next 2 days, I went through all your blogs, went through all the training myself. I was getting a little excited, but I'm like, nah, I don't know how this is going to go. And I decided to put my first application out. So one of the things that I don't really enjoy to do is to write. And so I decided to hire a writer. And I went through the format. I basically copied and pasted the template that you had, you know, changed a few of the things.
You mean the template that I say, please don't copy and paste this, you did?
That's exactly what I did. I actually changed a few things there, John. But so anyway, I did that. I sent it out to him, and I had 50 responses the next morning when I woke up. I'm like, holy cow, this is too much work to go through all these 50 things. And I stopped, and I says, wait. Now, John said that I can kind of filter this stuff if I go back through and look through, and if they didn't follow the tasks that I gave them, not to even look at them. So before I know it, within 10 minutes, I was down to 12 applications. And I went through these 12 applications, and I'll tell you what, some of them were very impressive. Some of their writing skills was very impressive. So I sent them an email out, a blast email out, like you always say to do. And I says, okay, 12 of you, you're down to 12, and I'm only going to hire one of the 12. I would like you to give me a sample article that's 300 words on this specific subject. So the reason why I gave them a subject is I gave them a subject that they didn't write on, and then I could also run it through CopyScape to see if they actually just pull it off, plagiarize. I was really worried about that because in reality, I was your biggest skeptic because I just didn't know if it was going to work or not. And so after I went through that, a few of them did plagiarize, and I got down to 5. And sent another email out, says, hey, you know what, you guys are all in the running here. I would like to talk to you via Skype, and this would be great. Well, out of the 5, 3 of them emailed back, says, dear sir, we don't have a headset. And so I respond back to him, hey, borrow a headset. If you don't have it, I will buy you one once you're hired on, but we need to communicate. This is the final thing that I need to hire you. So we did that, John, and realizing that the 3 that didn't have a headset, their English was bad, really bad. But the other 2 that actually had a headset, one was a school teacher that was looking for some part-time work. Her English was amazing. I couldn't even tell the difference between where she was from. She could tell it was a little accent, but I thought she was from California or something like that.
Right.
And then the next person was from just graduated college, was an editor of a school newspaper, and was super bright, but was looking for full-time work. Well, I wanted somebody that was just working with me full-time. So I went and hired her, and the first task I gave her, I just remembered, I just wanted to see what she could do. I says, okay, here are 16 different areas of articles that I need written. Go research it, write your articles on there, and get back with me. You know, and I gave her a timeline. And 3 hours later, she sent me 4 samples, and I wanted, you know, 550 words.
In 3 hours?
In 3 hours. And I'm like, you kidding me? So I'm looking at it, and I'm reading through it, and I'm like, this is great. I went and ran it through CopyScape. I wanted to make sure it wasn't plagiarized. It passed completely. And I'm like, oh, man. I think I just found a really good employee. So she went and finished with that. John, she finished in a day and a half, all 16 of those.
Wait. That is so rare.
Tell me about it.
I mean that is so much writing in that short of a time. I want everyone to know that's not normal to be able to write that much.
Well, here's the thing. What's the first thing that goes through my mind? Okay, she must have a group of people that's working with her that does this. You know, that was the first thing that I did. And I was really skeptical about it. And I says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go through it. The next day I says, do you know anything about spin syntax? She goes, I have no clue what you're saying. I says, okay, great. This is a website called The Best Spinner. I want you to go on and do some training and go through it through the day and learn and do it. So the next day following that, she had those 16 articles. I didn't even ask her to do this. 16 articles already in spin syntax because she wanted to try it out. And come to find out, John, she is a workaholic and loves to work. And she's just almost OCD. When she gets into a project, she just gets it done. So I was like blown away, and I'm like, holy cow, this is amazing. I wonder how it could work with a web programmer. Because, yeah, this is one thing, but this, what I'm looking for is a little bit more technical. And I says, you know what, this is going to be the true test. So I did the same thing, and I didn't get 50 different emails applying for the job. I only got 10. And of those 10, about 5 were really qualified to do that. And what I was looking for is someone that understood PHP, HTML, CSS. And I really, really wanted to get them to do a project. So I went through the same process I did before. And
I'm writing down some notes.
Okay. I went down and did that before, and went through the whole hiring process. And this guy comes on, and he's just great guy. We got along. His English was decent. It wasn't as good as the English major, but it was really good. And I says, look, okay, I have this project. I have a PSD file, a Photoshop file that has the template look. I want you to install a Joomla template, cut up this template, and make it customized. And then here are the articles and pictures that go with that website. Here's the thing. I expected it was due for me in about a week and a half. I figured I could finish that within a day or two if I was doing it myself. And I said, okay, you got 4 days to get this done, you know, which would give me a couple days to still get it done and approved by the client. 2 days later, I get this thing. Dear sir, would you check out the demo of the site? So I click onto the site, and it was perfect. And he goes, I hope you don't mind. I noticed that some of the tasks that you asked me to do, there was a better component or module for this. So I installed it. If you don't want it, I'll uninstall it. But we think that a better way to have that user authentication would be better to have it with Facebook Connect and Google. I'm like, oh, great. So here he is doing stuff above and beyond what I asked him to do, and it works better. It's better. And
it's better than what you would have done.
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, I only had X amount of time to do it, and he was just totally consumed in this project. He was excited about it, and he thought, hey, let's put this in here and that, and it would work great. I didn't even have to ask him to do it, and he made it better. And at the end of that, I'm like, oh, boy, okay. Now I don't have to do any programming. I don't have to do any article writing. And I was just putting all the work out to those two. And I found that I was only spending 2 to 3 hours a day, and I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, I literally went to clients and says, hey, you know, you got more work for me? And I went to new clients and so on and so forth, because, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day wasn't that much. And I'm kind of a workaholic, too. I like to stay busy. So I went out and got more work, and before you know it, I had more people to hire. So kind of the areas that I focus in on with my company is we have a web design and programming end, and I have people that work there. I have a graphic design, and you kind of mentioned in one of your blogs that you can't find a jack of all trades. You need to find somebody specializing in an area. So that's what I kind of did, and I broke it into 4 different groups. So the web design, programming, graphic design, and then doing SEO, some link building, and then I also do video editing, you know, so you can edit video, stuff like that. So
hold on a second. We've been having some internet connection issues and some audio issues.
Okay.
I want to pause this for a second and just make sure everything's working before we continue. And then I want to talk about those 4 kinds of people. I'm going to write that down. Hold on a second.
Not a problem.
Okay, so just so everyone knows, we just spent 10 minutes off not recording because I wasn't sure if we were getting a good recording, and we are, and great. So we're going to have to kind of rejoin where we left off, hopefully. Okay, so you were talking about you had hired 4 kinds of people. You had hired 4 people, right?
Well, at that time I had 2, and then I kind of morphed into about 4 to 6 is where we kind of ended up.
Okay, yeah. So I want to talk about those the kinds of people you hired. I know you specifically hired a technical person, you specifically hired a writer, and you mentioned a graphical person. Can you talk about the specific kinds of people you hired and why you hired those people? So the first person was a writer, which is awesome. You hired her for her English skills, and that's, you know, that's what I always say to do first. You know, it helps so much. Talk about the technical person. What were you looking for? What were the specifics behind him?
Well, I think the whole thing about it is I was looking to replace myself. So, you know, I wanted to find someone that understood PHP, that could set up a Joomla template or Joomla and a WordPress site really easily, and then do a lot of custom configuration. We have a lot of clients that have stuff that's not necessarily made out there in the world. And so that's kind of what I was looking for on the programmer side of things. And once I was able to get that programmer was amazing. He was able to do stuff a lot quicker than I thought I could. And I just literally took everything programming-wise that I was doing and gave it to him. And if he couldn't do it, I didn't want to do it again. You know, I didn't want to start programming, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. So I just kind of put it on his shoulders. And I realized I was doing a lot of graphic design for the small stuff, and I didn't like that. And so the next person I hired was a graphic designer. And it worked out really good because then the graphic designer worked with the web programmer, and you know I just needed to direct both of them and what I needed to do, and the flow went really well.
Okay, hold on. Let me interrupt you for a second. Let's go back to the programmer.
Okay.
You talk about Joomla, and I know you prefer Joomla, and that's fine.
Joomla, WordPress. It depends on what the client's doing. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, what kind of skills did you look for in this person as you were hiring him to do this?
The skills itself is I had a little test that I gave him just with an error page in a PHP, and I gave him access to it, and I said, try to figure this out. If they couldn't figure it out, I wasn't going to hire him, you know, and the guy figured it out in 2 seconds. I mean, he goes, this is what your problem is, and this is how you fix it. This would take me about 10 minutes to fix.
Okay, cool. So you gave him a little test of a problem that you currently had.
Well, I didn't know I created the problem.
Oh, you created the problem.
Yeah, so I could see if he could fix it.
That's a great idea. Okay. Just so everyone knows, if you're going to create a problem, don't like delete lines of code out of WordPress because that's not a good idea.
No.
Okay.
I just basically had an error from the database. It was really simple, you know, something. And it was on a test site, so it didn't mean anything to me. So
okay.
Worked out good.
So you had looked for someone with PHP skills, not necessarily Joomla skills, or had you looked specifically for Joomla skills?
I really did, because at that time, most of our clients had Joomla sites, and I wanted someone that could be able to write their own component or module that we could put on there, because we did a lot of custom things, and you know, it was just really nice to have that CMS. And so I was looking specifically, but I really wanted them to know PHP more than Joomla, so I could teach them Joomla. Just it didn't take very much time to do that.
Great advice. That's really great advice. Okay, so let's talk about your graphics person now. You hired a graphics person. Do you have full-time graphic design needs, or are they doing other things for you?
Yeah, they're doing other things for me. I do a lot design-wise. Like, we put out some publications still, do a lot of logo work. We do a lot of conceptual art. We do a lot of website design, you know, that's there that we'd need a graphic designer. And yes, they do 8 hours a day, every day. We just keep them really busy.
Of design.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So just between all the little stuff, I like have a client that they have, about 220 employees, and we do all the business cards and postcards for them. And I just have a template set up in InDesign. And so they just shoot an email, and it automatically goes to him, goes to me. I just have to follow up with it. He shoots me back the proof just so I can see what it looks like, and I forward it on to the client. Now, that's how it went for a couple months, and after I knew that he knew what he was doing, he just automatically sends it back to the client. So it just comes from artwork.
Beautiful.
At the company. So it works out really well. So, and definitely, if the web programmer or the designer's not as busy as I want them to be, like we get finished with all the stuff that we have with clients, I do another thing too, is I look for a way for them to make me money. And so what I do is with every department, I work on some passive income. You know, we have some sites out there that just generate through AdSense, and we do some affiliate marketing and different things like that. So on their downtime, if they're done with all their stuff, they know that they need to come up with the next concept. And we kind of have a hit list of things that we want them to do in our project management system that we have. So that's what I do during the day. Is I go, okay, this is what I want you to do during the day. And if you get done with that, then go to the backup plan B, which is to, you know, work on these sites that would just generate us money in the future.
I love that. That is such that's such a good idea. So you have business already. You have clients that you're doing work for, and then when on your guys' downtime, you have them working on things that will generate you passive income in the future, so that, you know, hopefully one of those things or lots of those things develops enough income so that maybe at some point you can stop taking on clients.
Right. Well, I actually like working with clients. I really like to work with the people, especially the people that I have right now. I like that relationship, but I love going in there and just saying, okay, this is what we can do. And they're all month-to-month clients. They paid monthly. And, you know, for our services, either FCO or website maintenance and so on.
What's FCO?
SEO.
SEO, okay.
Search engine optimization. Or, you know, we do website maintenance. And it works really well because once I'm able to get what they want, I just forward it on to my guys. And they take care of everything. And, you know, I can go home or go golfing or whatever I want to do. So it works out really nice. So I like that interaction. I like to be a part of the community. But in reality, you're right. There might be a time that I get to the point where I'm making more passive income than I am through my clients. But to be honest with you, John, I'll just hire more people because I can do both.
Okay. That's great. Because I think there's so many people out there that are doing similar things to what you're doing. Maybe they're not doing web design, but they're doing, you know, social media for local businesses, right, stuff like that. Where you know, they're a little bit hesitant to hire someone because they don't have enough work with this client to keep them busy full time, and they don't think about, oh, I could do some of this, do the work that I need to get done with my client, and then on their downtime I can have them start working on building passive income.
Well, yeah, and that's the crucial thing, is because if you have a good employee that works for you, you can't just hire and fire them and go. I mean, they're going to look for stable work.
Yeah.
You know, and so I wanted to make sure that they stay busy enough that they know that they have stable work. And my whole thing is, some of the stuff I have been working on never came to fruition, but it was okay because they made me a heck of a lot of money doing the stuff that they currently do. I just need to have them stay busy. We can't just have them be super swamped and then have nothing, because then they're saying, oh, I might not have a job. You know, I might not have a place to work next week. Go look for more work. Or they start freelancing, which I don't want them to do. I only want them to work for me. So I'm
exactly the same. You know, a lot of the stuff I've had my guys work on doesn't do anything, and it doesn't make me money. In fact, just today I was sending an email to a couple of them saying, look, some of the stuff we've been working on is not working. It's not making us any money. I want to do it differently. You know, and I try and do that as seldom as possible, because I know that it's hard to put all of your effort into something and then have that disappear. You can't just keep constantly doing that to people. You know, they need to finish something. They need to feel a sense of worth, of accomplishment.
Right.
And every once in a while, you got to do that. If stuff's not working, you know. And so I love that. I keep my guys busy by doing things like that, where, you know, I just want to test something different. And so I'll have them test it, and it works or it doesn't. Either way, they kept busy. They know they have a job. And you know, some of them are going to work and some of them aren't.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like what we're doing right now. I have a programmer that's really, really good. He is super good. And he likes to be stretched. He likes to learn. He likes to go above and beyond. And we're doing this website for a local movie theater. And, I mean, for him to do it, you know, just nothing. And I says, okay, now what we need to do is we want to do a mobile application for it. And we want to make sure that we have a mobile template that works on it. And he's just loving it. He's saying, oh, this is great. So we're working with some different types of marketing. We're doing some QR codes, different things like that to have it link back. And then we're doing some autoresponders and stuff like that. It works really well. But he needs to be pushed. He needs to always be on cutting edge. But then I have another programmer that's just happy just posting articles on there and putting the pictures on and be done, you know. So I guess you have to figure out what they want in life and what they're looking to do and what makes them happy. Some, it's just money. This one particular programmer, he just wants to feel that accomplishment of doing something that he didn't know how to do it and learn how to do it and complete it.
Sweet. So you have them, I mean, everything technical in your business they're doing.
Almost everything. Yeah, almost everything. I haven't give up the keyword research. And I know I need to, but I'm very particular on that.
Okay, but that's not technical. I mean, that's...
Well, it It is to a point, but yeah, but when you're talking programming, no, I basically outsource everything to them that for programming. But it can be technical. I view it as technical in the way and the procedure that I do things, because I don't know if I can teach someone how to do that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Talk about the keyword research for a second. You don't outsource that. Why?
Because sometimes I don't know. I want to be able to judge it. There's a lot of judgment calls that I need to make that I don't think I can teach them how to make those judgment calls. I mean, I can give certain signs, but sometimes it has all the right volume and so on and so forth, but it's not a good thing. You know, after doing 2-3 hours worth of research, you find out it's not necessarily the best way to go. Because if we go that way, we're going to spend a lot of time and a lot of money going down a specific direction, and I just don't want to waste the money.
Totally. I love that. I mean, that's, you know, you have to be involved. You still have to be involved in this. They are not here to make business decisions for you.
Right.
You've got to make the business decisions yourself.
Right.
That's super helpful. Okay, so I want
to
talk.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just saying, back to the four areas. I mean, the graphic design, the web design, the SEO. See, the SEO, I probably have the most people in that, because I have people manually creating links. They're writing articles. They're spinning articles. They're putting in SEO Nuke X. They're using Backlinks Ninja. You know, they're using Evo. I mean, there's Traffic Geyser. You know, they're doing a lot of the stuff that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time setting these things up. But they're just basically, you know, handling that for me. So it works really well. And the last one is the video editing. I'll actually give them specific articles. And I said, okay, make videos on this. And then they hand it off to the people that's in the SEO. They put it through Traffic Geyser, promote the whole thing for me, you know, and then just also send it over to the web design who posted on their website. And it works really well. The system that I have seems to work really well, because I know where I'm wanting to go, and it's just, you know, the thing that takes the most time, I would have to say, is SEO. Because if you do it right, it just takes a lot of time to build that up.
It just takes time. It has to take time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and one component, and I haven't figured this out, and maybe you can teach me or have a, you know, a blog post on this, but I don't know if the Filipinos understand the social media aspect of it yet. I mean, from Facebook and Twitter and so on. Some of them seem like they pick it up fairly well. But it's not the same concept as what we have here in the United States. So it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb. I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
I don't, you know, but I don't have any experience with it. So I don't know if they do or not. I know they are big into social media. Oh, in the Philippines in general, they love it. Now for business, I'm not there yet. I don't understand. I still don't see people really successfully using the social media for business. Maybe I just don't know the people. But
yeah,
so,
you know, and for me, it's, you know, I believe that's where a lot of the ranking is going to be, you know, with the algorithm changes that's happening in Google, is the social media web 2.0 websites and authority websites, and they do less with backlinking. I just noticed a huge difference, you know, in the last couple months on that. So, but anyway,
let's talk about management. You managing your people, how do you manage them?
Well, to manage three people was really easy until I hit five, and then I hit kind of that wall again. It seemed like I was always correlating with everybody and sending out a lot of emails, doing a lot of, you know, video training and stuff like that. And I kind of hit that wall again, and then I realized, you know, some of the tasks that I'm having to do is the same thing. And if I'm training them, I just make some more training videos. I would designate a time, you know, a couple times a month that I do the training videos and post them. I just designate my time for that. That seemed to help to a point. But what I wanted to do is have, like, a central person to be able to interface with everyone. I just wanted to contact one person and let them do it. So I had one of my programmers that was really good, and he was one of those that can really correlate things. And I just made him my project manager. And so I deal with him twice a day, you know, once when he comes online at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then, you know, about once at about 10 or 12 at night, depending on, you know, the day that I've had. And I just check in to see how he's doing. And then I also go through the project management system. So my employees, I got 12 of them, and I got a portion of them that start at 4 in the afternoon, and the other portion start at 8 in the morning, our time. And so, you know, we have a crew that's basically almost working 24 hours a day. you know, and each of them do specific things, and it works out really well. But the thing that really worked for me is I work with this project manager now, and I send him everything, and then he disperses it out. He goes through the stuff and is able to have the writer do this and have him correlate with that. And I think the thing for me is having my own project management system. I know you provide one with your services, but I wanted something a little bit more proprietary, so we created one for us. So it worked out really good.
You know, I'm very similar with how I do it. I did not go out and hire a project manager, and I've seen a lot of people really struggle in trying to hire a project manager. It's really hard in the Philippines. And so I did the exact same thing. One of my guys who was really, really good, I turned him into a project manager, where he now I run everything through him. I send him things, he sends it off to people, or I send it to both. I send it to the person I want to do the work and to him so that he knows so he can follow up with it and
right.
make sure it's continually ongoing so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I still want to be in the loop. I have that control. And so everything that goes to him, it goes to a certain email address and it sends us to both of us so I can see what's going on. And if it's not going away that I want, I just shoot him a message or the other employee a message and let him know. You know, and it works out really good. It's like we were finishing a website for a client of ours last night, and I get this email and it just didn't look right. It was just off, you know. So I just got my little screen grab program, says, hey, change this. This is what I want it to look like. Did a circle around it and shot the email out to both of them. You know, and I wake up and it's done. You know, that's what I enjoy about it.
Sweet. Okay, so we've gone almost half an hour. And do you have any tips? Anything that you've learned along the way? Things that maybe you do differently than I do? Or any advice that you can offer to people that are getting started? Or do you have anything that you can talk about that's going to help someone else succeed in doing this?
I think the biggest tip that I have is be good to the people that you work with. I'm a true believer that I don't just send them emails and put projects in Project Manager and leave it good. I want to, every other day at least, I want to have physical, you know, contact with them via voice. And we talk over Skype, and I just ask them how their family doing. I don't even bring up work. I say, how's your family? How's things going? You know, how are you enjoying things? You know, get to know them a little bit more personally. And it seems to work really well. I mean, these people are people, you know, and they have real lives. They're not just someone, you know, in a third world country that this is all they're hoping to do. They enjoy certain things. They want it. They have certain aspirations, you know, and I try to be a part of that because I truly believe that if you do that, they will stick around. And then another little nugget that I think you gave me a while back in one of your blogs is when they do something good, let them know. And I'll shoot them an extra $25. Say, hey, you know what? You did an excellent job this pay period. I really appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, talk about, you know, they're like, hey, this is great. I really appreciate you, you know, being so kind to me, sir. And this is just wonderful. I think it's just treating them like a person because they are. And being interested more than just work, you know, and you'll be able to get to know them really well. I think the other tip is hiring. I think that's a crucial thing. I've, you know, gone through a lot just to find the right people. And I have a specific process. I know there's people out there that are looking to do freelance work in addition to doing what I'm doing. And so they'll take the work, the job.
Totally, dude. So, I didn't close my door when we started recording again, and it's so.
Well, you need to be a dad for a minute.
And you see this? He caught a bee.
Mercy.
He caught a bee outside. So, I'm recording. Can you? I'll come out in just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. That's cute.
Sorry, I don't know where you were.
It's okay. It's okay. I think the tip is hiring too, is to really find the process. There's a lot of people that are looking for extra work, you know, or freelance work, and it doesn't work well with me because I don't know. I'm paranoid. Like I said, I'm really paranoid. Are they working on somebody else's? If they take a little bit longer, are they not understanding my tasks? You know, so I really am skeptical when it comes to it. So I'm, you know, I take a little bit more time in the hiring process. My process is very simple. You know, I do what you told us to do is, you know, shoot the email out. You know, if they don't respond exactly how you do, you kind of filter that out. But I always give them a little test, and I want to see how well their English is and, you know, have a conversation with them, you know, and see, you know, how quick they respond and so on. I have one person that his English isn't that good, but he's really good at programming. And so I know, you know, once I interview him and I'm like, oh, I don't know about his English, I have the project manager interview him and they speak the same language, so they can communicate.
Yeah.
So it all depends on the, you know, your situation that, you know, for hiring.
Contract work works well for some people. It does not work for me. I need people.
It doesn't work for me.
I want people in my business that I can depend on, that I know are going to be there, so that as I teach them something, and that I feel comfortable teaching them something because I know they're going to be there again the next time. Where a contract worker, that's not the case. You don't. I mean, mentally, there's a block there where you don't feel comfortable teaching them something, and so you just do it yourself.
Exactly.
Because they're not going to be there next time.
Lose-lose at that,
yeah,
definitely.
It's not,
you know, and I think another thing that I was worried about is power outages, internet connections. You know, I bought employees a generator just so that they can work, you know. And to me, they're happy for it. And then there's no excuse. You should get it done.
Right.
You know, the only thing is if, you know, there's some devastation that happens there. But I don't know. If you really just deal with them as a person and – you know, they're going to have excuses. Some people do have excuses, but some are truly legit, you know, and you need to be able to decide what that is.
You know, there's a recurring theme as I do more and more of these interviews with people, as I ask about, you know, what tips do you have? That's a recurring theme. Treat them as people and you'll see
exactly.
it. And I see it enough to know that a lot of people aren't doing that. They're not. They don't. They think it's a robot on the other end. It's not a human being. It's not someone that they're seeking out. It's this person who didn't do the task that I gave them right, and so I fired them.
Exactly. Well, and I found sometimes my the way that I communicate with them, maybe it wasn't as clear as it should have been in giving them the task. So I found video works great with that. There's no question. I'm able to do a screenshot, show them exactly what I'm looking to do, and go from there.
So we've gone a long time, and this has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Daryl. I appreciate it. I want to end because I don't want to take any more of your time. Any last things before we finish?
You know, we were at a conference together. I mean, that's how we met in San Diego. And I told you I owed you a testimonial. Well, here is your testimonial. But in reality, if anyone's skeptical out there, I was the biggest skeptic. And in reality, this works. If you go and learn what you need to do and hire the way that you should hire, and John has all the stuff that you need to do, just read his blogs, go through the training material, and then just do it. Try it. And start with a writer. That was my biggest thing. Start with a writer and see what they can do with it, and then work on more of your technical aspect of your company. And truly, I mean, this month is kind of crazy. I was joking with my wife today. I really haven't worked a full day, and, you know, it's... It's halfway through June, you know, and I'm only doing maybe 1 or 2 hours a day some days because I want to spend more time with my family. And in reality, this is helping me spend more time with my family. Now, I have other plans that I'll want to do, and I'll have more work that needs to be done, but I know I can hire more people to get it done, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good to hear. All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Daryl, for being here. It's been great. Thank you for all the tips and the experience, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay.